From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A raid on the Panama Papers law firm. Federal agents in Panama have raided the offices of the Mossack Fonseca law firm, which is linked to a number of offshore accounts associated with world leaders. Panama's attorney general said in a statement that prosecutors and police were searching for any evidence that would establish the possible use of that firm for what he called illicit activities. Mossack Fonseca has been accused of aiding tax evasion and fraud. The officers converged on company headquarters late Tuesday to search the offices for evidence supporting the charges. Meanwhile, the law firm posted on its Twitter feed that it continues to cooperate with authorities in the investigations. These so-called Panama Papers, leaked online more than a week ago, featured records from Mossack Fonseca that indicated it had set up offshore tax havens for a number of wealthy international clients. These clients include Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko, friends of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and relatives of British Prime Minister David Cameron, Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, and China's President Xi Jinping. In Belgium, prosecutors say they've released three people detained Tuesday in the investigation of the November 13th Paris attack in which 130 people died. They say none of the people were charged. They were taken into custody on Tuesday during a police search in Brussels as Belgian authorities try to track down both the perpetrators of the Paris attacks and the attacks on the Brussels airport and subway on March 22nd, attacks that left 32 people dead. Belgian authorities have faced sharp criticism over intelligence and security lapses linked to both attacks. This is VOA News. Proximity talks on Syria's political future were set to resume today in Geneva with members of the opposition High Negotiations Committee in Geneva aimed at ending more than 5 years of civil war. The key obstacle, the future of President Bashar al-Assad. It comes amid growing concerns about renewed fighting that could jeopardize the six-week-old cessation of hostilities. Ahead of the talks, UN envoy Stephane de Mistura met with Syrian leaders in Damascus Monday and Tuesday met with Iranian authorities in Tehran.
The political process leading to a political transition is now crucially urgent. And I think it's very important for me to consult the Iranian authorities because they do have an influence, and they've been giving me, in particular, very much advice, which I've been using and will be continued to use in the future talks.
De Mistura said he's looking for results on a political transition that are quite concrete. While the opposition demands Mr. Assad step down from power, the Syrian leader has said a future Syrian government must include members of the opposition, independents, and loyalists to the regime. Another cause for tension surrounding the talks has been the parliamentary elections held Wednesday in areas controlled by the Syrian government. Western leaders and Syrian opposition groups have criticized these elections as a sham and a threat to the peace talks and a tenuous six-week-old ceasefire. Macedonian police fired tear gas Wednesday to disperse some 50 migrants stranded in Greece who tried to pull down part of the razor wire fence separating the two countries. News coverage shows scuffles briefly breaking out and Greek riot police later intervening to break up the crowd. Tensions have boiled over at the makeshift migrant camp near the town of Idomeni, where more than 10,000 migrants and refugees have been stranded since February when Balkan countries shut their borders to anyone wanting to head north. Hundreds of migrants were injured Sunday in clashes with Macedonian police who fired tear gas and rubber bullets after a group tried to storm the border. China says it is investigating a group of Taiwanese nationals deported from Kenya for suspected fraud, pushing back against angry protests from Taipei over the deportations. A total of 45 Taiwanese nationals were sent to mainland China between Monday and Tuesday, all of them arrested in Kenya in 2014 and charged with cybercrime. A Kenyan court dismissed the charges and gave the group 21 days to get out of the country. Taipei has angrily accused Beijing of kidnapping its nationals by pressuring Kenya to deport them to China. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.